Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. What time is it? It's Movie Monday. Hey, what did y'all watch this weekend? Good morning, you guys. Welcome to Movie Monday. It's going to be a short one today because somebody forgot to write the script for this episode. But let's get into it. So over the weekend, I got to watch Deadpool 2, which was amazing. Absolutely loved the first Deadpool, and this one did not disappoint. So, the synopsis for Deadpool 2 is the foul-mouthed mutant mercenary Wade Wilson, aka Deadpool, brings together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect a young boy of supernatural abilities from the brutal time-traveling mutant Cable. Okay, so one, Cable reminded me of Thanos from the Avengers movie. That's just a side note right there, but they are not related at all. I'm just saying, he busted through the doors like he was Thanos. Keeping it going. So, this movie did not disappoint. The soundtrack is freaking amazing. Now, it is a hard R. Like, the jokes and the sarcasm and some of the fight scenes are a little much, I think, for children. But, you know, not a parent. Use your judgment. I just think, like, this one is a hard R, in my opinion. But what I liked about this one is we introduce some new characters in here. Zazie Beetz is in here playing Domino. She did an amazing job. It was... To me, she really did good. She kicked butt, took names, didn't overact. It was great. It was awesome. Bill Skarsgård played Zygus. I don't remember him from the first one. I did remember him in this one. Love TJ Miller. He was in the first one, but loved him in this one. The person that I did not know was in this movie that completely surprised me when I was in the theater was Terry Crews playing Bedlam. I did not know that he was supposed to be in this movie. I didn't see him on any of the movie posters, but I was really, really excited to see him. Rob Delaney played Peter. Now, Peter's character to me just added a whole other comedy element into it. I'm not going to give it away, so you'll just have to watch out for him in there. Now, little Julian Dennison acted his butt off. I've not seen him in anything else, but he plays the little boy that Deadpool's trying to save. And his crude comedy was unexpected. Like, completely unexpected, but fit in with Deadpool's comedy as well. Now, Eddie Marson played the headmaster, and I'm not going to get into his character in the movie because it's an important character, but you need to watch it to see it because I don't want to give out any spoilers. But I kept thinking, you ever find somebody in a movie and you're like, well, where did I see them from? Like, I've seen them act in something else, but you can't really remember. He was in Jack the Giant Slayer back in 2013. I was like, dude, that's the same man. Yep, that's where I knew him from. Leslie Odom, the OG in the game. Absolutely love her as Blonde Owl. Like, she was hilarious in her scenes. And you just need that extra person of comfort, but straight sarcasm and just straight truth. And that's what she was on there. Karan Soni, the taxi driver. Love his spirit. Love his spirit. I couldn't tell if he was gay or not gay, or if he was just a confused, you know, young adult. But he plays his butt off. Like, I need for him to be in some other things as well, because he's just, he's hilarious. Like, he just, he really just brings it. And he was in Deadpool, the first one, as well. But it's like he came out in his character more in this movie for me. And I'm trying to see if he's been in anything else that I've seen besides the Deadpool movies. And I don't think I've watched any of his other movies. Like, okay, he was in Rough Night, Room 104. He's been in the Goldbergs TV series. But I haven't seen... Oh, he was in Ghostbusters. I've been meaning to watch that. I haven't seen anything else that he's actually been in. So I'm going to have to look him up in some other stuff. Because to me, I remember him from the first Deadpool. But this second one, to me, was like a real breakout for him. And absolutely loved it. It was amazing. A lot of action in this movie. A lot of, to me, I couldn't solve it. Like, there are some things in here that I didn't think was going to happen, and then it did happen. And there were some things that they completely surprised me on. So the director for this is David Leitch, and the writers were Rhett Reese, Paul Wernick, and a few others, of course. Ryan Reynolds actually wrote some stuff as well. Rob Liefeld and Fabian Nasisa as well. It was a really good movie. Like, there were no parts in here to me that seemed out of place. Everybody played their butts off. Nobody overacted anybody, because there were a lot of cameos in here too. But I'll leave you to watch it to see it. I hope there is another part that goes in. That would be great. We'll see. You know, we will see. Absolutely loved it. Enjoyed it. Y'all call in. Let me know what you thought. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. Let me know what you thought, if you saw it, if you liked it, if you disliked it. Also, if you have some other stuff that you want me to watch, TV or movie wise, doesn't matter what platform it's on, let me know and I'll watch it and review it. Y'all have a great Monday and a good weekend. Oh, crap. Not weekend, good week. It's only Monday. Oh, Lord, let's make it to Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.